Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are back, Old School. Jay Foreman and Austin. Two more segments here. Dived in deep into Portal Huskers. What it takes, hopefully, for Nebraska to turn around sooner than later, and possibilities into forging relationships with nearby, I guess, colleges, and maybe have our own little undercover feeder system, right? That's what we need to do. It's kind of like our own JUCO system. It'd be like our farm system, right? You know, for college football. See if we can get edge, right? You know, yeah. Sometimes you got to just change the narrative and trying to find a way to gain an edge, but. Obviously, it's big weekend here, man. This is a championship weekend to get to the Super Bowl, and you got the last four teams standing. The four teams that are playing the best, and really, to be honest with you, probably the four teams, in my opinion, that have played the best all season. You know, every team goes through like a little bit of a lull. Even Philly, you know, when Jalen Hurts got hurt, and San Francisco when they were going through transitions of first, second, third quarterback, and then Cincinnati had a little bit of. A rough start, but they turned it around.
Because of Burrow's appendectomy.
Yeah, Burrow's just in. You know, he was a gone. They held it together. Kansas City, you know, the transition, you know, without Tyreek Hill was, I think, a little bit rough at start. But then once they got rolling and then the other teams in the AFC West didn't really take a hold of it, I think these are the four best teams, well-coached, and all of them have the least amount of weaknesses. And so, Austin, let's dive into this San Francisco-Philly game, which I think is going to be – obviously, I think it's going to be the most physical game.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, you know, going with that, you know, which is obviously good. They get 2 weeks off after this game to get ready for the Super Bowl to recover a little bit. But I think it's the two best teams that all year. You got, and they're having like a little mini Super Bowl. San Francisco is going against the time change and going against that Philly fan base that's going to be rabid, flying all the way across the country. And they draw probably the crappy time, a 2 p.m. Kickoff, which is 11 a.m. San Francisco time. I imagine they're going to probably, for a Sunday game, maybe even leave Thursday night. Just depends. You know, some organizations will leave and try to just, you know, get there and not the least amount of rest, but, you know, so your body doesn't be in, like, total transition. Or you try to get there and get on the schedule of where you're at. That's probably, you know, really working in Philly's favor. But I think at this point in time in the season, San Francisco, when you're getting ready to, you know, to play for the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, I don't think it really matters, you know, because I think they'll be able to crank it up pretty good.
It better not matter. You know, you're getting paid for it. You know, like I said, you're one step away from the Super Bowl.
Right.
I think a physical game would definitely favor San Francisco.
Right.
The way they want to run the ball and the way the Eagles stopped that.
Right.
If San Francisco can set that tone early, give Brock Purdy those easy throws, especially out of play action. I know the Eagles have a darn good pass rush.
Yeah.
If you can neutralize that early, win the trenches. That was the formula for the Giants last week. Get Saquon going. Get Daniel Jones out on the move. They weren't able to do it. San Francisco's talented enough. Kyle Shanahan's been there before.
Right.
Sirianni hasn't.
Yeah.
That's another advantage I think San Francisco could have. And are they willing to... Even if the Eagles, you know, do punch first, does San Francisco stick with it?
Right. Yeah, that's going to be huge. And I think, you know, really, this is going to be a huge game for George Kittle. I think if I'm San Francisco, I know they're going to probably try to focus on Christian McCaffrey and Debo Samuel, right? How do you, like, circumvent that or really keep that Philly defense on their heels with their pass rush? I think San Francisco feels very confident in their offensive line. You got the best left tackle in football, Hall of Famer Trent Williams. Mike McGillney is really good as a right tackle as well. So you feel real good as far as the pocket being clean for Purdy. But I think the advantage that San Francisco can have, and this Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel can fall into this category as well, is those skill players going against their second level guys, their linebackers. Mm-hmm. Where I think Philly is really, really good is out on the corners. Their slot corner is really, really good. Gardner Johnson is if he's not the best, him and Hilton, who's on Cincinnati, are two.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The best. Mm-hmm. And so out on the edges, I think Philly feels really comfortable. So then they're able to cover and do some things to lock down skill position guys in a normal set, therefore allowing those multitude of pass rushers to get there. So if San Francisco can have a short controlled passing game, really keep Philly on their heels as far as motion shifts, and then Kittle gets off early, you really put that defense back on the heels and take control of this game. It's actually your best defense, even though their defense is the best in the league, because Philly has two number one receivers, a really good tight end, a hot quarterback, probably just as good as an offensive line, maybe a little bit less, but then they run the ball as well and try to be physical. So it's strength against strength. When they, you know, the great thing about this game is when they look across the line of scrimmage, they see themselves. Big physical offense and defensive line, fast, strong, and play with a lot of energy, well coached. But the experience does fall in San Francisco, and they know what it feels like to go on the road to a hostile environment. You know, really, you know, when they went to Green Bay and beat them.
Yeah.
You know, Philly's a little bit farther, but you're going up to Lambeau Field. You're going into like a Philly where it's you against the world. I think San Francisco's built for it. It's a huge game for Brock Purdy. It's a huge game for Jalen Hurts as well. Both of them are rookies. I mean, I know Jalen Hurts went second round. Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft. I don't really think that nervousness or the moment is any less on either one of them. I know that Jalen Hurts is, you know, obviously started this whole season, but I also know that human nature is human nature. And so we'll see who handles it the best.
Neither one of those guys should be that nervous because they don't have to be Superman.
Right.
Right. You talked about the rosters around those guys.
Right.
I think if you're San Francisco, as much as you want to be physical, you have to have some vertical element too.
Yeah.
Right. You got to use Ayuk a little bit. But Kittle with 5 catches for 95, that's a good sign.
Third down catches are huge. Mm-hmm. Keeping the chains going. And I think San Francisco's speed at linebacker helps nullify the RPO of Jalen Hurts. And then also what helps San Francisco as well is Jalen Hurts, even though he's playing, he's not 100% healthy.
Right.
One big hit with the physical, I mean, they are with Fred Warner and those linebackers, they aren't just trying to tackle you. They're trying to hit you where you could be out, you know, for the rest of the game. And it is your throwing arm. And if that gets compromised, Philly has to make sure that they are very strategic about when he runs. And so does Jalen Hurts. And that's something that San Francisco could play on as well.
I don't want to compare D'Amico Ryans to Greg Williams here with the whole bounty gate thing.
Right.
But the good thing for San Francisco is it is his shoulder.
Right.
Right? It's not his knee where you get penalized for diving at a quarterback.
Right.
It's not an ankle where it could look bad. You hit him in the shoulder.
Right.
That's all fine and good. They call him shoulder pads for a reason.
Right.
Right? You pop him right at the right angle. Not going to say they're going to be shoulder hunting.
Right.
But, I mean, you go in with bad intentions. You get the guy to the ground.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's a... You know, it's going to be an interesting game. I mean, two young coaches are going to go at it, and it's going to be a real good game. If I had to pick right now early, I mean, I'm not going to pick what I think we'll do on Friday, but I'm going to pick Philly just for them being at home. But I wouldn't be surprised if I move towards San Francisco as the week goes on. I want to look at their last game, their last two games, one for each team. But I'm going to go with Philly right now. What about you?
My gut tells me San Francisco. I think they're playing a little better. Hurts being banged up
that
worries me a little bit. And even though Purdy hasn't been there before, basically the rest of the roster has been.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Philly, but my gut says San Fran.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's we'll see what goes. The next game we'll get into, you know, more in the short segment is Cincinnati at Kansas City, the rematch. Can Joe Burrow be 4-0 against Patrick Mahomes, or can Patrick Mahomes muster up enough superstar power that he has in that right arm and those legs, even though compromised, to beat the Bengals? This is a new territory for Cincinnati. We're going to get into it in the last few minutes, or not new. It's new territory for Kansas City, excuse me. And it's going to be interesting how they play on it. But Austin and Jay Foreman, Old School, will be right back, and we'll get into this Kansas City-Cincinnati game.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.